Hey everyone, it's Ron. If you're in Denver, be sure to join us on Wednesday, May 17th for our next live show at Bumpport Theater. Show starts at 8 p.m. and the theme will be Fashion Victim. Also want to give a quick shout out to all of our Denver listeners who are graduating at Metro State University today, especially our own Sydney Crane. Congratulations, Sydney, and hooray for learning. All right, everyone, on with the show.
Next storyteller.
Welcome to the Narrators Podcast.
This podcast collects stories that were told at the Narrators, a monthly storytelling event that features people telling true stories based on a theme.
This week, first-time storyteller Angela Daniels tells us about her email address and all the other Angelas who seem to want a piece of it. This story was recorded live on April 19th, 2017 at Bumpport Theater in Denver, Colorado. The theme of the evening was Jinx.
My email address is pretty baller. I was in the beta program for Gmail. You know, no big deal. So it's just my first and last name at gmail.com. It's really good. But it's also kind of a curse because I get so many emails for so many other Angela Daniels. I'll start with the ones that I don't think are really to blame. So there's Angela Daniels, who's a lawyer and a professor. I've gotten assignments from her students, requests for letters of recommendation, even an application for a summer internship. And as an aside, I replied to him and I said that he had the wrong email address and he didn't thank me, so I hope that he didn't get it. But these messages were all like pretty intermittent, so I don't think that she had my email address and her syllabus or anything. I think that people just like typed in Gmail instead of like whatever.edu because it's so synonymous with email now. And then we get to Angela Daniels of Ontario, Canada, who used my email address to sign up for vampiresocial.com, which is an online dating site for people of the goth persuasion. I got a message with a link to review and approve her profile, which I did, of course. You know, and clearly she couldn't be to blame for this typo. She was probably just like super excited about the potential matches and the romantic conversations about like the unrelenting pain of the monotony of our meaningless existence. Totally understand. And then there are the messages that I get that I really can't like pinpoint to just one Angela. Like, I'm signed up for email weather alerts for Marion County, Indiana. I got receipts for a high-end boutique in London and also for skydiving in Columbia, Maryland. I got an obituary to proof. That was a weird one. Receipts to print out for like wedding coordinator. And then I got this email that was just a picture of a table with a Tampa phone book on it and like no other information. That was just it. On March 31st of this year, I got this email. The subject was happy birthday. And then the body of the email was, have a good day. Love you. Day was in all caps. You wasn't in all caps, but it was like slightly larger font than the rest of the email. And then both sentences ended with like two exclamation points. It was from a guy whose last name was also Daniels, and I have two thoughts about this. First, he was probably super pissed that Angela didn't acknowledge his birthday message. Like, it's pretty inconsiderate. Two, I am so glad that Angela Daniels didn't have the same birthday as me. I would have been so confused about who that guy was and like why he loved me. All right. So now this brings us to Angela T. Daniels. Angela T. Daniels legitimately thinks that my email address is her email address. Did you know that Gmail doesn't give a shit about periods and email addresses? Yeah. No, I didn't. Angela T. Daniels didn't know that. Yeah, so Angela.Daniels goes to me. Ange.Ella.Danny.Els, I'm going to get that email, right? Like, it just doesn't matter. You know who else didn't know that besides me and Angela T. Daniels? PayPal. Yeah, so this started in 2014. I get an email that a PayPal account has been set up with my email address, and I'm like, well, that's odd because I already have a PayPal account. So I don't really think that much of it. Like, I email them and I'm like, hey, there's no Angela.Daniels. Like, it's just me, and it's fine. They didn't really understand. They, like, sent it back, and it was like, your email address is protected. And it was like, ugh. It's fine. Like, surely this woman is going to realize, like, she didn't get a confirmation email that her account was created and realize the mistake. It's going to be fine. And then I get a receipt from PayPal and a welcome email to a vegetarian meal planning service. Fact one, Angela T. Daniels is a vegetarian. Or at least she had, like, vegetarian hopes and dreams in 2014. I can't really be sure. So then I start getting these emails of these vegetarian meal plans. And I'm thinking, well, surely she's going to realize now that it's the wrong email address, that she signed up for this service and she's not getting any information about it. And then I got the request codes on my phone to update my password, like it used to be in 2014 with Gmail. Fact two, Angela T. Daniels is persistent. I know this because she still to this day thinks that my email address is her email address, and also because she ran a half marathon, which I know because I got the receipt. Other things that I've learned about Angela T. Daniels over the years are that she has a son, although I don't know if he got to go to the winter formal last year because I got the permission slip. He was also involved in soccer, and they're like pretty hardcore about that snack sign up. Like, they're like on it. Angela Daniels, Angela T. Daniels, is also very involved with her church. Actually, that's speculation. Angela T. Daniels has signed up for a lot of notifications from her church, like including the softball team and volunteering for Sunday school, but I doubt that she's actually participating in any of them because she's not getting the emails about it. I think in late 2015, Angela T. Daniels started to have some financial problems because I started to get emails from Rent-A-Center, and they were like, hey, your payment's coming up. And then they're like, payment's past due. And then they're like, pay us. Although it's entirely possible that she just didn't know that her payments were due because, again, she wasn't getting the emails for them. But don't worry. Don't worry about Angela, because in 2016, I got an email to set up a job interview. I got a copy of a mortgage application and then emails from her real estate agent. So she's doing just fine now, guys. It's all right. The thing that perplexes me the most about this situation is, like, when she logs into her email, like, whatever her actual email account is, and it's completely empty because she's given everyone my email address, what does she think is happening? It's even more perplexing to me because, like, in all of these situations, and especially the really important ones, I write back and I'm like, hey, this is the wrong email address. So she has to have heard from multiple people, like, hey, this person says this was the wrong email address. One day in 2016, after I'm assuming I had consumed some wine, I send a particularly saucy response to a real estate agent, and it said, hello, this is not the correct email address. This is a different Angela Daniels. If you happen to contact the Angela Daniels you are trying to reach, can you let her know that I have had this email address since 2004, and I would appreciate it if she would start giving people her email address instead of mine? Regards, a different Angela Daniels. I thought that maybe this would finally get through and this would be the end of the whole ordeal. And then the reset password code started coming in again. Fact three, I'm going to get emails for Angela T. Daniels for the rest of my life. Thank you.
Let's keep it going for Angela Daniels, whose name you have learned.
The Narrators is produced by Robert Rutherford, Mary Robertson, Aaron Rollman, and me, Ron Doyle. Our assistant producer is Sydney Crane. Our theme music is by Whalehawk. And our founder and executive producer is Andrew Orvidal. A very special thanks to our amazing sponsors, Illegal Pete's, Sexy Pizza, From the Hip Photo, and Renegade Brewing Company. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. And join us at one of our live monthly shows, which take place every second Tuesday of the month at Tiger Tiger Tavern in San Diego, California, and every third Wednesday of the month at Bumport Theater in Denver, Colorado. Both shows start at 8 p.m. and are always free to attend. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter, and for past episodes, photos from our live shows, and a list of our upcoming events and themes, please visit thenarrators.org. Thanks for listening.